Is that the same as a bedspread?
No, they're different.
Yeah. How would they be different?
Quilt, that's what you were talking about being pieced, called piecing quilts. Mm-hmm. When the old piece of scraps are good together and people mm-hmm. make a quilt, and then quilted, put the lining, batting inside, they call it, quilted, they call it. And, but this spread, is just, it goes over your quilts. This is a,
I see. Yeah. What about if it's sewed or tied? Is there any... If it's sewed or tied, would there be any difference there?
No, exactly. It'd be all sewed. It all would be sewed. The quilt would be.
I see. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
Pallet.
If you expect a big yield from a field, you'd say, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
You'd say, do you know the word? What? Would there be anything else you'd use a big yield? That soil is very...
Very good. Fertile? Yeah, fertile.
What about the types of land you'd have on a farm? You mentioned the pasture earlier. What about the, is there any kinds of lands you have on a farm? Could you tell me a little bit about that, if you could?
Well, pasture land and the cultivating land.
Where you
cultivate crops on, that's mm-hmm. called cultivating land. And pasture land is just where you pasture, both the grass and clothes and things on, where you pasture.
Mm-hmm. What about the flat lowland along the stream? Say it overflowed in spring and it's plowed later, maybe?
It's called bottom land.
And what about the low-lying grassland? It's not a place for grazing, but might have a low piece running through it. Field might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover.
Well, yeah. Called swamp. Land, that's where grass grows, but it's swampy, maybe they call it that. But it's a matter, you might call it a matter. Grass, where grass is growing.
That'd
be called a matter.
Uh-huh. And a swamp would be different now. Swamp would be
a wet land. Some kind of swamp grass or something grows in it.
It's so swampy.
Water stand on it, maybe.
A swamp would be inland. It would be inland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could it have trees, or would it be open or overgrown, or?
Well, yeah, it could have trees on it. It's swamp, good trees to grow there. It's around a creek, you know. Mm-hmm. Close to a creek.
I see. Yeah. What about something other than swamp, say along the sea? Marshes? Do you know anything about marshes?
Some marshes grow on the creek.
No, some grow on the creek, marshes.
Well, maybe think about something different. Mm-hmm. On trees. Some kind of bank and thing, bank or any kind of bank wouldn't have to be around a creek where marshes grow.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a marsh and a swamp? I don't know. Are they different?
Yeah, I would say marsh, I was thinking about moss.
I meant marsh. Marshes?
Marshes. That'd be something like swamp, I reckon, as far as I know.
What are kind of different soil do you have in the field? Different soil would you have?
Have good soil, rich soil, and poor soil, and have clay soil.